Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, the flip-flops was constant.
Is this for me, or we're going to switch over a bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Call to order, please.
And roll call.
Commissioner Brandao.
Here.
Commissioner Magsig.
Here.
Commissioner Santoyo.
Here.
Commissioner Yip.
Here.
Chair Parra.
Here. All right, if we could all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. So at this point, it'll be the transition of Chair Pro Tem to the pursuant to LAFCO policy number 502. Is there anything we need to be read for this, or do we just make the change? That's it?
Yes,
all right.
Okay.
So in that case, I'll let move it.
You have to leave the gavel, too, so.
Yeah. Over at the city of Fresno, Daniel, that would have been about a two-hour knockdown, drag-out fight right
oh,
there.
Oh, you weren't here for my regular meetings. We were quick. Well, wait a minute. Give me a sec. You might want this one. I think she had a script in case you wanted it. Oh, you got one, too. Okay.
I got one. All right, we're good to go. All right. Thank you, everybody. Now we are on to item number four. It's consideration of a new chair pro tem from the city or public commission members. And so Amanda has a presentation if we need to hear it. If not, we could just take a nomination or... What is your pleasure?
I'd like to nominate Mario Santoyo for the position.
Okay.
Then I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion to second. Any other nominations? All right, then. Let me just ask if there's any comments from the public really quick on this nomination of Mario. I'll get a thumbs up out there. Perfect. Okay. All right, then. We have... a motion, then, and a second, a nomination and a second, and if we could have a roll call, please.
We do not need a roll call
oh,
at this
fantastic.
Point.
Oh, fantastic.
Go by majority vote.
Well, we're gonna say it's unanimous, then, Mario.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
All right. Item number five. Comments from the public from any person wishing to address the commission today on any item or subject that's not on today's agenda, and you could just come up to the microphone and state your name, and you'd have 3 minutes. Doesn't look like anybody wants to take advantage of that. We'll move on to item number six, potential conflicts of interest from any of our commission members on any of today's items. Do we have any? Supervisor Magsig?
Yeah, I just have something to report out. So under consent item 7B, I do have a relationship with one of the applicants. And so when we get to consent, I'm going to need to have item 7B pulled so I can abstain. And I'll note for the record as well, I've not spoken to our staff or tried to influence any of them at all in regards to that item. But I think I've reported out appropriately.
Yes,
quoting.
That's sufficient.
All right.
All right. Any others?
No. So I'll go ahead and make a motion to consider consent agenda item 7A. And we'll take the other one separately.
Okay. So you do want to move forward on 7A, is that what your motion is?
Yes.
Or you want to hear it? Okay.
We'll do them separately.
And I'll second that for under consent approving item 7A.
All right. So now we're on to the consent agenda. And I was going to ask the public if they have any comments on any consent items. All right. And now we have a motion to take the first item. There's only two items. The first one we're going to take right now, we have a motion and a second.
Mm-hmm. We do not need to do a roll call vote on these.
I'm using that
simple
roll
majority.
Call thing now with our board meetings in Zoom. So, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Now we're going to listen to item 7B. Supervisor, you're just going to...
Yep, I'll
and I'll make a motion to approve item 7B. Consent.
Do I have a second?
Sure, I'll second that.
Okay. Any members of the public want to talk about 7B? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 4-0 and 1. All right. Now on to regular items on today's agenda. Number 8, consider adoption. It's a municipal service reviews and spheres of influence update prepared for a Tranquility Resource Conservation District. And David, are you, or who's going to present first today?
I'm presenting, George.
All right, thank you, George.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Commission. So this item consists of 5 MSRs that recommend the Commission to consider reinstating individual spheres of influence for the resource conservation districts that have demonstrated significant improvement in their operations. Amanda, can you put on the next slide? So just to provide a little bit of background before we get going, RCDs are independent special districts in Fresno County. The RCDs are regulated by Division 9 under the Public Resources Code. Their main purpose and overall goal is to promote conservation programs mainly geared towards water, soil, and air. LAFCO prepared its first round of MSRs for those resource conservation districts in 2007, and in that time, the commission observed that most of our RCDs in West Fresno County were fairly inactive. They didn't have any work programs. They didn't have any staff. They didn't have basically a plan that would support its own sphere of influence. So at the end of adopting that 2007 MSR, the commission determined a regional sphere of influence, what we call a consolidated sphere of influence, in that the commission at that time said there needed to be a reorganization or a regional approach to addressing resource conservation agencies in Fresno County's west side. So the goal, like I mentioned, was to have each of those five RCDs work together to either consolidate or restructure. The commission also waived those application fees, the LAFCO fees associated with the consolidation. In 2011, the commission reviewed the MSRs again and affirmed its 2007 consolidated sphere of influence. Next slide, please. So in 2019, Tranquility RCD reinstates a governing board. We've been working with the district and the district general managers here in attendance. They've adopted a work program. They have a budget. They also submitted an application to LAFCO in 2019 requesting the commission to consider a sphere of influence expansion that would head a little bit towards the east that consists of about 137,500 acres. And this would facilitate the annexation, which is the next item on the agenda. One of the items that we want to note is that the district's application as it is, as it was submitted, is not consistent with the commission's sphere of influence, which is the plan for the five RCDs to consolidate. So that was one of the big variables that, in addressing the MSRs, we worked with the various agencies to interview whether we still had that sphere of influence out there that reflected the current vision that the commission had for those RCDs. Next slide, please. So the overview on the five MSRs is that Tranquility is working with the California Associations of Resource Conservation Districts to improve service deliveries. They're coordinating and working with the association to retain grant programs to bring conservation programs to local growers in the Tranquility RCD area and the expanded sphere of influence. We interviewed Fireball, James, and Pinochi RCD. They've all been proactive at reinstating local government, which is their local board of directors. They've also adopted or working towards adopt a budget. They've appointed official district staff. They've also began to identify local goals and priorities that would contribute to their plans to reinstate services within their jurisdiction. One of the big items was that all three districts did not feel that the consolidated sphere of influence was no longer reflective of what the 2007 MSR recommended. So in that process, we learned that each district wanted to have its own separate sphere of influence. One of the items that we also observed was that Westside RCD was the only agency that did not demonstrate any progress from 2007-2011, and currently they have no staff or a current district board. Next slide, please. So just to highlight what we talk about in the Tranquility RCD MSR, the district has adopted its 5-year long-range plan And in that plan, they prioritize their services that they intend to reinstate inside the jurisdiction and the planned expansion area. The MSR makes four recommendations to the district, and a lot of this is aligning to regular filing requirements, budgets, audited financial statements. And the MSR also recommends the approval of the individual sphere of influence for Tranquility RCD and the expanded area. One of the items that we want to note is that during the development of the MSR, we estimated that the area amounted to 137,500 acres. We recently received the official map and legal description, and the acreage came in a little bit smaller than what we originally anticipated, but we would like to recommend to use the official map and legal description amount as we move forward if the commission considers the approval of the sphere of influence expansion. So we would go with that acreage instead of what we have on the MSR, on the draft MSR. Next slide, please. Fireball RCD as well. They've recently reinstated its technical assistance program. Most of it would consist of assisting local growers to improve their irrigation systems. They're also working with CS California Association of the Resource Conservation Districts to retain grant funding to fund their plan. The MSR makes six recommendations and also recommends the commission to consider designating their own individual sphere of influence for the Fireball RCD. Next slide, please. Same with James RCD. James RCD recently went through the transition of going with a new district general manager. During the process of the MSR update, they suspended their work programs, but the district manager did inform the commission that he will be working to reinstate a new work program that would be allowing him to assess what the district did before or what it was working towards, and then move to request policy direction from the district board to see if that's what they want to do now. So they're going in a transition process, change of staff, new staff wants to keep that program going. The MSR makes three recommendations to the district specific to James RCD, and the MSR recommends the approval of the James RCD SOI update. Next slide, please. So the next one is Pinoche RCD. This district was fairly inactive at the beginning of the MSR update process, but we've seen that they had made significant progress in contracting staff. The district entered into an agreement with Pinoche Water District to allow for the same district general manager to assist the RCD, develop a work program, assess whether there is a service need in this area where the RCD can help local growers. So the MSR reflects that and encourages the commission to also, with recommendations, update the MSR and determine a sphere of influence for Pinoche RCD. Next slide, please. So the last RCD that we worked with was was Westside RCD. They did not participate in the MSR program. Staff was working with several different agencies. We worked with the Fresno County Auditor Controller's Office. We worked with Westlands Water District and also shared the draft MSR with the previous district manager that we had on file. The MSR notes that in 2015, the district acknowledged that there was an inefficiency happening where there wasn't adequate funding, adequate grants available to the district, and there were really no work programs where they could, convene on a regular basis to keep a service going. It led to the point where the district acknowledged that, they adopted a resolution, and they filed an incomplete application with LAFCO informing the commission of their desire to dissolve. The MSR highlights the inactivity and also supports the commission, makes the recommendation to the commission to consider just adopting the MSR for this district, and that the MSR would allow the commission to take the lead in fulfilling and supporting the district's request to dissolve. The determinations essentially would direct staff to come back to the commission at a later date with a resolution to dissolve. This MSR received one public comment, which was received about last week, and it was submitted in that and informed the commission that Tranquility RCD is working with local growers that are inside the Westside RCD service area to reinstate a local board. And so what happens is that in this RCD Division 9 Public Resources Code, it allows for the current board members to retain their seats. Even though their terms expired, they're still officials of the district until they find their replacement. So what the letter said was that District Manager for Tranquility Resource Conservation District is working with the previous or one of the founding fathers of the Westside RCD to get the old band together again and try to reinstate services. So based on those comments, staff has developed a draft recommendation to consider for the MSR that would provide the district at least 6 months, an additional time lapse to demonstrate some improvement, some progress in bringing back local governance inside the Westside RCD. And when I say local governance, again, having a quorum of the board, having the board appoint official district staff that could take on a work program or develop a budget, identify the priorities within this district service area. We do not recommend issuing a sphere of influence because there's currently no plan as it is as of the preparation of the MSR. So by not determining a sphere of influence, it's acknowledging the fact that the district has no plan as it is today. The additional 6 months would allow for the district to reconvene, demonstrate that they have a plan. Therefore, that sphere would be considered at a later date. But that pretty much concludes my presentation. We need three actions. The action would be the finding the MSRs are exempt from CEQA. Action two would be the determination that the sphere updates together are exempt from environmental review. And action three would be the adopting the written determinations and recommendations to all the districts. So we group them together. That would conclude my presentation. It was a lot to take in, so we are available with any questions that the commission may have. Thank you.
Good job, George. Any questions from commissioners? Yes, Mario.
Well, first of all, it sounds like there's been progress being made, and it looks like they're legitimately interested in putting their district into an active status. So that's very positive. I guess the question I have for you guys at staff level is this, is that, the concern that the commission had was basically existing districts that really weren't doing anything. And so in plans, and you've talked about that there are all these plans, which is great, but what I want to know is within those plans, you should have set goals, actions to achieve the goals, and time frames. If you don't have those specifics, then you don't really have a plan. And I think that was the biggest concern that existed at the commission is, are they going to be active? And so the question to you is, if you've had a chance to look at those plans, do they have those criteria rather than just saying, we got a plan kind of deal? Is there enough specifics to show us that there is objectives, actions, and timeframes?
So in most of the RCDs, they did have an approach to developing that plan. But again, I like to start off with the MSRs is that snapshot in time. And the snapshot in time that we took the first time, they didn't have any plans. 2011, they didn't have any plans. And this time, We pressed them more on making sure that they either have one in place or that they were working to get one in place. So most of the MSRs have that recommendation that within a year they need to report back to the commission as to what progress they've made to either put a plan in place together or to work with agencies to secure a source of funding to implement their plans.
Okay. So what I think I'm hearing is that they may not have had all those details necessarily in the plans, but there is a follow-up to show us that progress has been made. I would only suggest to staff is that if there's going to be a follow-up, let there be expectations, Okay, define the expectations. That way they know what they have to shoot for when they come back. Otherwise, you're not going to be confident you're going to get exactly what you're looking for, kind of deal. So consider that as part of the program. And so I think that generally covers what my points were going to be.
Great point, Mario. It's one thing to get the band back together. It's another thing to produce a hit song, right?
Okay.
Any other questions or comments for George? How about any members of the public? Step on up, and you'll have 3 minutes after you introduce yourself.
Good afternoon. I'm Matt Hurley. I'm the executive director of the Tranquility RCD, among other things. Tranquility is one of the different. We've adopted our Title IX Public Resources Code 5-year and 1-year plans, and they are compliant with the code. So I think when George was making that reference, it's probably the other guys, and we were there not that long ago. We've been working pretty hard at it, and we do have compliant plans now, and we intend to do some good. I keep telling everybody that one of my favorite things about RCDs is they're one of the few public agencies that really doesn't know how to do anything except good, except stay organized, you know, perhaps do their dot their I's and cross their T's. But I'm happy about the Tranquility MSR. It does anticipate a new sphere of influence that includes the annexation area that's going to come in the next item. That annexation area has been reduced as a result of working with some of the districts who didn't want us to cross over into their territory, FID, consolidated, and so forth. So we reduced it back. It pretty much represents the remainder of the uncovered area that's in the MAGSA, the McMullen Area GSA, so that it allows us to do a complete overlay. So if we're going to do joint projects, they'll be able to do them all the way down, and including the Raisin City area. As an example, MAGSA just got a $10 million grant from the State Water Resource Control Board that we were able to couple with the Raisin City Water District's NRCS grant, and we got about a $22 million project going out there just as a result of being able to do things together and work out, you know, joint projects. We expect to do the same thing with Tranquility. Now, with Westside, I'm the guy that wrote the comment about the Westside. Believe it or not, John Diener, some of you probably know John Diener, has been around for a while, lives out in the Five Points area. He was the founding member of the Westside RCD. The purpose of that RCD, really, they were a late comer to the process, was to help Westlands retire a great deal of land in the south part of Westlands. That kind of more or less got finished, and they sort of lost purpose. I mean, they kind of finished that big project, and so that's what caused them to kind of go to sleep. It was a common malady out there on the west side. They all kind of went to sleep because they lost funding. They lost their purposes. But interestingly enough, in conversations with Westlands, Sarge Green is the executive director, the former executive director, or still is, I suppose, of record, the executive director for Westside. Started to talk to Sarge about the real possibilities out there for some additional alternate uses of some of that retired land. Westlands even laments that some of that land, they just have to go out and cut the weeds every year. It costs some money. And so we're looking to do some joint projects out there with some carbon sequestration, AB 32 type items, you know, some mitigation banks and so forth for carbons. And that land is, you know, well suited for it now that it's been retired. So that kind of caught John Diener's eye. He said, you know what, I'd be interested in, you know, thinking about, like you said, get the band back together again. We're working on that now. Sarge is engaged now, and Tranquility is interested in either working with him as an individual Westside RCD or perhaps ultimately, after all this time, 10 years later, actually doing a consolidation possibly with the two districts and working as one. And so we'll need to get that band back together. They have 9 board seats there. That means we'll have to get 4 other board members reactivated. We'll probably bring them to the Board of Supervisors for confirmation of that quorum, and then they'll be able to deal as the Westside RCD again with their you know, their decision to dissolve. They can either withdraw that or make it make that application complete and finish it off. But I think there's real possibilities there. I just wanted to let you know that we're working on good things out there and that there's some positive things coming. And if you'll have a little patience, I know the executive director has given me an indication he'll have some patience with that. That 6 months, I think we'll be able to do quite a bit in the 6-month time and come back with something that's pretty good out there. So I just add that to the report that George made, which is fantastic, and I hope that you'll adopt those MSRs as they are. Thanks.
Thank you.
Any questions of me?
Yeah, I have a question for Matt.
Just go ahead,
Matt.
Well, first of all, Matt, I appreciate you coming to the LAFCO to talk about it, because that in itself shows there's interest, activity, and so forth. And what I've always found in general is that for any district to be successful, they require leadership at the general manager's position. And with seeing you involved certainly gives me that assurances that it exists. But when you mention Sarge's name in terms of getting re-energized in that thing, that also provides me a lot of optimism. Correct. For those that are not necessarily aware of Sarge. Sarge, for the longest time, was at Fresno State on their water program after he had done a stint there. And he's a very competent guy. There's no question that he could carry the ban on that if that ends up happening.
He's actually, I think he's kind of excited. He won't admit it because it's just Sarge, but that's his area. He was the general manager of the Tranquility Irrigation District. He was the past executive director of the Tranquility RCD at one point and the West Side. So having him back, he knows the people out there. He knows the territory. He kind of knows whose toes to stay off of, et cetera. It's always important to have him. Had him out the other day as a part of Fresno State. We're doing MAGSA, we're doing a joint project with Fresno State, and he and Charles, forgot his name, the new director who took his spot, came out, and it was funny because we were standing out there on Steve Shahadi's Bar 20 Ranch out there, and I said, okay, guys, are we done? We did everything we're supposed to do. We got your weather stations up. We're ready to go. And both of them looked at me and said, do we have to go? It's been a year. We've been stuck in our houses or at home. Can we just stand out here for about an hour? And literally, we stood out there and just shot the breeze for about an hour, just took in the fresh air. And I could tell Sarge was definitely in at that point. So he's great. The leadership thing is also has to do with the board. Sitting right back here is Jerry Radnoff. He's the chairman of the board for Tranquility RCD. He's definitely in, and we have a really good board at Tranquility RCD now. They're committed. Steve Shahadi is one of those board members. Scott Tosi just joined us. In fact, we'll be sending Scott's name up for confirmation to the Board of Supervisors. He's Hillview Ranch out there. We have Mo Dean, who works with Gephardt Farming, and John Gephardt. So good people, good strong thinking relative to a lot of conservation type stuff. And I really have great hopes for what it might be reinvigorated out there on the west side.
If you have influence with the other RCDs, you're absolutely correct, because that was one of the questions I was going to come back to staff on. One of the things that's critical is in terms of action items would be to ensure that the board would have regular meetings. And I understand that's painful to have regular meetings, but it also ensures that there are those looking for things to make happen with the district. And so if you have influence, I would suggest you pass that on to the other districts, that they make sure that, because staff will be looking for that. That's one of the things we're going to look for is to make sure that there's regular meetings by board of directors.
Well, the prior commission with Supervisor Pacheco got the message out to that area. Jeff Bryant jumped on it and got it going. Johnny Silsnoff, who was the Madera district conservationist for NRCS, is kind of coming to Fresno for at least a one-year interim job. He's already reached out to us and is attempting to get together NRCS's version of kind of an advisory group, which includes all the RCD heads. And so I think that'll be a good start to get everybody at the table and begin to talk about RCD-related issues and hopefully generate a little of that, that common energy that goes with that. So he's already working on that. So that's a good positive movement as well.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anybody else like to comment on this item? No. Okay, he did. He did a good job. You're right, Jerry. All right, then, back up here at the board, I'll entertain a motion to approve. We have three different items we need to vote on. We'll just do them 1, 2, 3. But do I have any?
Yeah, so I'll make a motion starting with action item 1 under MSR, acting as lead agency pursuant to CEQA guidelines. I find that the MSR is prepared for Tranquility RCD, Firebaugh RCD, James RCD, Pinoche RCD, and Westside RCD are categorically exempt from the provisions of CEQA under Section 15306, Information Collection.
I'll second that.
All
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. And now, do I have a similar motion for action item 2?
A lot of reading. All right, oh. I'll make an action item motion for RCD SOI updates. Item number B, acting as a responsible agency pursuing a CEQA, consider the notice of exemption for the Tranquility RCD SOI update that was prepared by Tranquility RCD, acting as the CEQA lead agency, and part C, acting as the lead agency, find that it can be seen with certainty that the proposed district SOI updates for Tranquility RCD, Fireball RCD, James RCD, and Pinoch RCD do not have the potential to result in significant effects on the environment, and therefore the SOI updates are not subject to CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines, section 15061, parentheses B, parentheses 3.
Do I have a second?
And Commissioner Parr, you probably could say I should have told you that 30 seconds ago, but it's not necessary.
No, I was going to do the other, but he read them all, so that's why I read them all. You know,
he set precedent.
I was like, there's a lot of reading,
I was going to say the
it.
Same. I was going to ask if the chair had any.
Easy. First one was a sentence.
As presented. Did you say as presented?
Yeah, wait till the next one.
Yeah.
I'm a second to that motion.
Can you read the whole thing again?
No. If you want.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Passes 5-0, and we are going to take our attorney's advice on action item 3. We can just read that title. All been presented.
For action item 3, written determinations and recommendations, I move for staff's recommendation D, E, F, G, and H.
Perfect.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? No? All right, that also passes unanimously. On to item number 9. Madam Clerk, did you want to read that title or not? Or do you do that or do I do that?
I can absolutely do it. And item number 9 is Tranquility Resource Conservation District Annexation.
Okay, and we have a report from Juan. I think you're going to lead us on this one.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. The Tranquility RCD Annexation was processed concurrently with the Tranquility RCD MSR and SOI update presented previously and approved previously. The annexation is not 100% consent and is inhabited, meaning there's more than 12 registered voters that live in the affected territory. Notice was given pursuant to state law, and as of today, staff has not received any formal protest. The proposal is consistent with CKH and the Commission's policy. Therefore, staff recommends approval by entertaining two separate actions. Action 1, the CEQA component, letter A, and Action 2, letters B through G. And that concludes staff report. And if you have any questions, I'll be ready to answer them.
You got Thank it. You. Thanks, Juan. You had a lot easier job than George.
Yeah,
today. Yeah.
My kind of report.
Any questions for Juan on this action? All right. How about are there any comments from the public regarding item 9? Matt, we're going to give you 3 minutes this time.
This time, I just want to come up and answer any questions you might have. I think I covered it there. It's essentially overlaying the McMullen Area GSA, which I'm the general manager of, and that will allow for a great many possibilities for joint projects between the two agencies without any kind of territorial conflict. So I would ask that you go ahead and approve it. Thank you. Unless there's questions.
Any questions for Matt while he's here? All right, then I will entertain a motion for the first action item of item number 9.
Make a motion to approve action item 1.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Item number 2, excuse me, item number 9, action 2. Do I have a motion for that?
I'll make a motion to accept action 2, B, C, D. E, F, G, H?
Yeah, it's G. So it would be B through G, excluding H.
Okay. Yeah, this is or. All right.
B through G.
Yeah, B through
second.
G.
I'll
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. That passes unanimously as well. Item number 10 on our agenda today.
Mr. Chair? Before we move on from that, I'd like to express my gratitude to Mr. Hurley for the time he spent on this. Those of you who were here last year remember this, or was it 2 years ago? It was 2 years ago when we started this process. So thanks, Matt, for your assistance. I want to also thank George and Juan for the stewardship of these complicated projects. We're halfway there.
Fantastic.
So
good questions, Mario. Good statements.
Thank you, Matt. Staff here, good luck on number 11.
Oh, you guys are taking off?
Well, you know,
no, I'm just kidding.
I got a workshop my fourth this afternoon at 3, so if there's a black and white car following me, you know why.
All right, Madam Clerk, if you could read item number 10, please.
Item number 10 is final budget and work plan for fiscal year 2021-22.
All right. And David, I think you have a presentation for us on the budget.
That's me. Yes, thank you. Chair, members of the Commission, I won't go over the presentation of the material that was presented last month, except to note that during that meeting, Commissioner Magzig raised several questions about the budget process. We spoke later. He raised several points that staff is was considered and created in the pink sheet here. The back of the pink sheet is the amended budget. Now, the items in the budget that are presented in staff's report, those haven't changed. The bottom line is still a proposed budget of $635,000 and change. The difference is that rather than use the entirety of the available fund balance, we're using only $229,000 and moving or recommending that $50,000 of that be moved to our essentially our cash reserve. And the point that was that Commissioner Magzig was making that staff later researched is that he felt that the commission needed a greater reserve. This isn't necessarily a contingency that needs special authorization, but the reserve is there in the case of a shortfall or in case of the specter of cities not being able to pay their allocation or not being able to pay it in time. So staff did some research and reached out to the other LAFCOs, and I got a surprisingly high number of responses. I got 29% of the LAFCOs responding to the question of what is your policy regarding reserves, operational reserves, not restricted reserves like legal or others or contingency. And it ranges from 5% to 150%. And at 150,000, this would be effectively 24% of the commission's budget, and that would be 25% if we weren't doing an audit or budgeting for rather large attendance at the Cal-LAFCO conference. So, if this was a typical year where one or two commissioners went to the conference, but not as many as proposed, and we weren't conducting an audit, this would be easily 25% of the budget. Staff is in support of that and would also recommend, not necessarily as an action item today, but if the commission approves the work program and there's discussion about our policies and procedures, that perhaps adopting a policy related to this matter rather than a practice might be something that that the subcommittee, policy subcommittee, reviews. And that was Commissioners Magzig and Santoyo. So staff is recommending approval of the addended budget, which is shown on the pink sheet here. Again, it doesn't change the bottom line. It does increase the city and county allocations, but those allocations are still lower than probably any allocation we've had in the past 15 years or so. So this concludes staff's presentation, and I'm ready for any questions.
Right on. Are there any comments from the commission? Nathan, you kind of got the ball rolling on this last time with some good questions.
No, I just appreciate staff, and also to highlight further, even though there were some adjustments to what was presented to us at our last board meeting, the contributions of the cities at $160,000 roughly and the county at $160,000 still represents a very low contribution rate, historically speaking, and allows us to be a little bit more prudent, too, when it comes to, God forbid, we have a major slowdown in housing construction and annexations, because I think we've increased our budget for what we expect to do, processing applications here, and at any moment in time, that could slow down. So I think the compromise that staff came up with, their diligence, gives us a stronger budget moving forward. And two, if we need to raise rates as opposed to getting cities and the county used to only having to pay $135,000, having it at $160,000 if we need to bump it to $170,000 next year, it's a little bit less of a blow in the eyes of maybe Oscar Garcia, who I know scrutinizes our numbers very closely as well in the tax collector's office. So I appreciate staff being diligent and coming up with an alternative proposal. So thank you.
Well, Nathan is our supervisor that discovers these glitches, David. He's very good at that. I'm the supervisor that asked, you weren't planning on pocketing that money, were you? Okay. Any other questions or comments about this update? All right. How about any members of the public? I'll ask officially for comment, and there's none. So I will entertain.
I have one question. Yes. How does this affect the budget if we move offices, like we're talking about moving offices?
The prospective expenses are in the budget, so it's already accounted for. Yeah. And there's always contingency funds. That's if we've got 5,000 identified for the move, incidental expenses, and then there's a $3,000 contingency that's been rolled over year after year, that's still available if it got to that.
Very good. You good, Gary? All right. I'll entertain a motion and a second for this action item.
I'll move for attachment A, the alternative fiscal year 21-22 budget proposal.
I'll second.
Pink sheet.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And that passes 5-0 as well. All right. And then now we are on to executive officer comments, item number 11. David.
It's great working with you guys.
All right.
Nice.
I haven't said that every year.
Has there been any, I know it's only been a month, any update on office, any conversations?
No conversations so far.
Okay.
I wanted to wait for the commission to actually adopt the budget so that I could then move forward knowing that we had the money, the funds available. Yeah, so that's something I'll be looking into. The private real estate broker I had been talking to said, let's wait till August, but I'm getting a sense it's better to be a little bit more prepared because he's only representing some properties. He's not representing them all.
All right. How about item number 12? Any commission comments or reports?
I'll make one if that's okay.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you for last year. It was tough with COVID and having to do distance meetings, but it worked out and we were able to get the work done. So thank you.
Got it, Daniel. Any other commission reports or comments? All right. I'm just going to say, and unrelated to our work here, that it was really nice that the governor declared a state of emergency for drought. It included the Central Valley, something that we knew was happening, but nice to see that he got on board, and hopefully we can work with him to get some actual actions done to relieve our communities. All right. How about item number 13? That's moving into closed session. We don't have any members of the public, so I think we don't have to dismiss anybody, so we can
staff.
Do we go to the back room again? Or?
We can do that. Yeah, leave them here and we'll go on the...
Yeah, that's what we normally do. Okay. Conference.
Let's do that. Good call.
Go to the bat cave?
It's not too far from that.
You guys get out of here.
It's not that impressive.
And I think I've been remiss all these years. I haven't introduced our intern, Amanda Castro. Okay, yeah, right before COVID. So she comes in and you guys wonder who she is.
Oh, all right.
She's with us.
We're wondering who you are.
Yeah.